Until now, in these shiurim, we explained the importance of learning about Mashiach, knowing the identity of Mashiach, and the Rebbe speaking about the Friedeke Rebbe, as well as himself. And the question is, how does this all fit in the Rambam? How does this all fit in the Rambam? Does the Rambam speak about Mashiach, the qualifications of Mashiach? So what's fascinating is, Bechlal, that the Rambam speaks about the qualifications and the simonim of Mashiach. This in itself is a proof that we are supposed to be looking out to find and identify people with the qualities of Mashiach. The Rambam could have just said as follows, that anybody that builds the Beis HaMikdash and brings Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael, he is Mashiach Vaday. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam tells us that there is a shlav called Cheskas Mashiach, that he has the Chazaka that he's Mashiach, and by following the simonim that the Rambam brings, you will be able to identify a candidate, somebody that is Becheskas Mashiach. So the Rambam is actually in the last prokim of the Rambam. The Rambam finishes off his whole Sefer Yad 14 Svarim with the Hilchos Melachim and Melchemeseim and Melech HaMashiach. The last two prokim of Hilchos Melachim are prokim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis that speak about Mashiach and Yemais HaMashiach. And the Rambam there gives the simonim of somebody that Mashiach, that you can call Cheskas Mashiach. So the first thing the Rambam says that is Yamoid Melech Mibeis David. He has to first of all be from Zera Beis David, obviously, Layoser Shevet Miyehuda. Then Melucha was promised to Shevet Yehuda through David HaMelech, Vavdi David Melech Aleyem. So we are talking about somebody that has to be from Shevet Yehuda. We know that our Rabbeim, if you look in the Shalshela Sayachas of our Rabbeim, the Rabbeim come from the Maral, who is Miyuchas LeDavid Ben Yishai, that's in the Ayoyim Yoyim, the first thing, that our Rabbeim are Miyuchas to David Ben Yishai. Now, when the Rambam says king, it doesn't mean in this context a literal king. It means a leader of Bnei Yisrael, somebody that has leadership and showed leadership in the Yid in the time of Golos. He has to be hoyge b'toyr of Isaac b'mitzvahs k'dovid aviv. Has to be somebody that's totally involved in Torah, because if you want to bring chayrus, freedom to the world, ein lecha ben chayrin, elamish oisik b'toyra, we're not looking for a warrior. We're not looking for a warrior. We're looking for somebody that's roishe v'rubay in yonah yis toyra. That's a Moshiach Yid, that he lives in the world of toyra. And you just have to look at the Rebbe's Sforim, which are endless, arucham yeretz mida rechovim min ayam, and you see what Hoyge B'Toyra V'Oisek B'Mitzvah says. It's not something that he just does, something that he lives with as a Baal Esek, that's his entire koch. But it's not just that. Moshiach, the simonim of Moshiach, is that he's going to be Yochov Kol Yisroel Leilich Bo L'Chazik Bitko. Moshiach is going to go on an active campaign to get the entire Bnei Yisrael involved in Torah mitzvahs. Now, obviously, we're not talking about literally every single Yid, because you're going to say, you're going to wait till every Yid is ready, then, you know, that's nearly impossible. Besides the fact that Zerubai Kekuloi, it's pointed out in many places, the key word here is V'yachov Kol Yisrael, that he is going on a campaign to actually reach every Yid. In the history of Klal Yisroel, while many people have spoken about elevating, you know, world Jewry, there's only one leader in the history of Klal Yisroel that not only writes letters, Al Kol Bnei Ubnoi Yisroel B'chol Mokim Sheheim, but that literally sends a Shliach and Merkez Shluchim to find every single Yid in the world. He's not a leader of a group, or even a country. the idea that there's going to be a human being that's going to be Yachuv Kol Yisrael, that obviously it's through his shluchim, and it doesn't mean force that he's going to take the hands of people. Like it's explained that kfiyas dvarim have kfiyah. That he's convincing, you know, when you go on Miftzoyer and you're being Yachuv Kol Yisrael, you're convincing Yidden to get in the ways of Torah and Mitzvahs. There's never in the history before there ever been somebody that has actually gone on a campaign, not just in concept, not just in theory, but b'poyo mamish, to actually reach every single Yid. It's just unheard of. You go around and they say today to go on Shlichus, you can't really find the place. Well, forget about the technical part, just the very sentence that, oh, it's so full of Shluchim, that itself shows you what it means, v'yachov kol Yisrael, every person in every place. He also has to be v'yilchay melchemes Hashem. Mashiach obviously has to fight the wars of the Eibishter. The wars of the Eibishter are not just physical wars, which Bechlau we know when it came to the physical wars as well. Who was the one that was literally leading the fight, whether it was Mifts Tfilin by the Six-Day War. And throughout the different wars that were going on, the Rebbe was constantly being mo'eded the soldiers and sending shluchim to the soldiers, literally fighting the war, kipshutoi, and special sikhis and maimorim and events taking place anytime there was military action in Eretz Yisrael, etc. And the Gulf War, Mandachar Shmei. But we're even told the wars of the Eibishter are also spiritual wars. For example, Miu Yehudi. It's very unpopular. We're going to start fighting that gear should be kalocha. Shleimus Haaretz, also a very unpopular inyan. That not to give away and not to even speak about giving back Eretz Yisrael. All the other leaders, and the Chassidish leaders, Litvish leaders, all leaders, the government paid for their yeshivas and their koilim. They were quiet. So what if you give away some land here and you're not worried about the gear over here? That's already a political thing. The main thing is to support the yeshivas and to make sure that Torah is being learned. Only the Rebbe took and takes these unpopular stands for Shleimus Haaretz, Shleimus of Yid, and Shleimus HaTorah. That there's no compromise in any part of Torah and spreading Pnimius HaTorah. These are the simonim, these are the signs of Mashiach. Every single one of those signs is mekuyim, not just in concept, because we know that in every generation, the Nasi Ador is Mashiach. But not always can you say that he has the halachic category of Cheskas Mashiach. They were Mashiach because they had the neshama of Mashiach, but you couldn't point to the Rambam and say, wow, this person is doing what it says in the Rambam. Because not everyone had a global influence, kipshutoi. They had a global influence, momaila, they were the neshama klali. But you never saw before in history somebody that literally had a global influence, kipshutoi mamish, that fought the wars of the Eibishter, kipshutoi mamish, like literally getting involved, literally in the military aspects and in every single spiritual war as well. And these simonim were not just mekuyim, be'inyin, they're mekuyim b'poyol, and that's why you have hundreds of rabbonim. You have the Psak Din, you even have one here hanging on the wall. With the rabbonim, cholachugim, and anyone that has a little honesty, they look at the Rebbe and they're able to sign a Psak Din al pi Torah, that this is someone that's mekuyim in him, the Rambam's Cheskas Mashiach.